us on this Friday, actually Good Friday, as we celebrate the Easter weekend, working through our Abide devotional, John chapter 19, just thinking about this day. I was just reading again, you know, the whole chapter. Obviously on this Friday morning, we can't do the whole chapter. But I think in the midst of your busy schedule, I really would encourage you to spend some time today. Even if you're driving down the road, you can ask your phone to read you John 19, and it will. And then just take some time and think about some of the details, what it took for Jesus to be beaten, flogged, mocked, persecuted, ridiculed, all for you, for me. Things I was thinking about, you know, the soldiers, you know, would normally see somebody in leadership with a crown on. And so after they've beaten Jesus, they say, oh yeah, well, the Jews call him a leader, so let's make a crown of thorns, put it on his head. Then they would take turns kind of walking by and, you know, just slapping him and spitting on him and laughing at him and say, hail, King of the Jews, which he was the King of the Jews. And what's really, really neat to kind of think about, he was an amazing king because he was willing to die for a people that didn't even like him, that wasn't interested in what he had to say. And then, you know, you get the whole thing with, you know, Pilate, and the drama inside of Pilate's heart. Like, you know, if you look at John 19, you know, 12, from then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, if you release this man, then you're not a friend of Caesar's. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar. So when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down in judgment on that place. And so now you got the, now we're going to go on to crucifixion, and he's going to carry his cross. And one of the things that I was reading, typically in that culture, a person would be carrying a, like a label around their neck, like obviously it's not a chain and bracelet, but you know, like a who they were as a person, why they're going to go be crucified. And that's a better way to put it, not who they were as a person. And so Jesus, Pilate's going to make a declare about him. He wrote an inscription and put on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. So was that something that, you know, the group would then start mocking? Because, oh, here you are. When have you ever seen, when have you ever watched a conquering king crucified? And so that, you know, is something that, you know, to think about, that Jesus, as he's going to that cross, knows that he is the King of the Jews. He has the power to change the situation, but he doesn't do that. I love the phrase that it is finished, and then he gave up his spirit. I think that's a really cool thing to think about, that at any moment, Jesus had the power to change the situation. I think it's also neat to think about Nicodemus coming back into the picture. So now you have this guy who wanted to have a conversation with Jesus at night, but then now he shows up with spices. And I think one of the wonderful parts about the scriptures, we can do all that stuff. But in, if I go back to my Abide book on day 19, Good Friday, how will I express my gratitude for such a rescue? Whoa. So now it's like, oh, I got all these thoughts, but how am I as an individual going to stop and say, okay, Jesus, I want to say thank you, and it's going to be demonstrated this way. So on this Good Friday, may you think about how you can demonstrate what it means to be rescued by Jesus for your sins. And may that be something that will continue to draw your heart to grow and mature in your relationship. And so, Jesus, I thank you for this Good Friday. What a privilege it is to know that you're my Father, that you are the King of the Jews, that you are the hero of the story, and you wanted to rescue me, and you went through all of that to rescue me. So now, show me and continue to show me, us, what it looks like for us to respond with a heart of gratitude for your glory and until we see you face to face. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Let's Talk. Have a great Friday.